You're listening to the Big Turkey and the Fat American Dream.
The Big Turkey and the Fat American Dream does not condone anything talked about in this episode or anything in any other episode. Thank you.
All right, today we will be talking to a guest that has spent a lot of time working in Jamaica for the past year and a half or so. Right? Year and a half?
About a year.
Okay, he goes by Danny Bluefit. That is his, his Instagram name. Danny, what is your line of work?
I help facilitate at a mushroom retreat in Treasure Beach, Jamaica.
Like shiitake mushrooms?
No, magic mushrooms for therapeutic purposes.
Do you consider yourself a spiritual healer?
Not at all.
Do you have those on staff there?
People call you whatever, but it is what it is.
So you've been doing that. How did you first hear about the whole, because you've lived here in Ohio for most of your life,
forever.
What happened that you were like, I'm going to go work at this resort in Jamaica?
It's really weird how it all happened. So when I was 18 was when I first started finding out that psychedelics don't actually harm you. You know, you hear all the rumors that you go crazy and does all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
18 is when I figured out that none of that's true. So as soon as I found mushrooms, I went and did them. Just went and I took a hammock in the woods. It was great.
Yeah.
After I ate them the first time, accidentally quit smoking cigarettes.
Wow.
And was just, this is the most fascinating thing I've ever encountered.
Yeah.
So whenever I could get mushrooms, I just started doing them. And the problem was, is I never had anybody to eat mushrooms with.
So, go figure.
Yeah, so when you're just eating mushrooms and working at a shitty milk truck loading job, you're just like, fuck, I just want to trip with people. So
yeah.
Eventually I just saved up money, quit the job, and went to a mushroom retreat. Problem fucking solved.
Yeah. Now, the first time you went, you were as a customer? You were just going to go?
Yeah,
and
I just
then
signed up.
What events occurred that you were like, I'm now working here? When season happens. So, yeah. Okay, first of all, tell me that story, and then I want to know how it worked. Is there, seasons where you guys go on and off and on? Because you're here.
Yeah.
You go in bursts where you're gone for, 3, 4, 5 months, then you're home for a month, then you're gone.
Yeah.
So, you'll have to explain that as well.
Yeah, it's really complicated. I just went down, I just quit my job. And, the whole point of, working there and saving up this money
was there any, in the pit of your stomach, when you're flying out there, oh, fuck, what did I just do? I just quit my good-paying job.
So nervous that I was gagging on the airplane.
I believe it.
Yeah,
and it was just
seriously.
You flying out there.
Yeah.
So right there, a journey by yourself is, that's scary, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. And, nobody told me anything good about Jamaica.
Everyone
was for it.
Americans have that thing where if it's not America, don't go there. Even parts of Mexico, they're like, oh no, that drug cartel's gonna get you, or Jamaica, you're gonna get chopped up with a machete, or
exactly
stuff like that.
If it's either America or a bunch of people with machetes.
It's true though.
Yeah.
So you're on the airplane gagging.
Yeah, seriously, so nervous that I could gag. And so I get there, and it's there's a comedian that also kind of works there. His name is Shane Moss. And the only reason I trusted this place in the first place is because I listened to Shane Moss on a bunch of podcasts. Really good comedian I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he's a part of this thing? That kind of blew my mind. And I'm like, well, I do trust Shane in a way. I've listened to hours of him on podcasts.
So. To say the least, he's not dead yet.
Not
he's
dead.
Been there. He is not chopped into machete pieces.
Yeah. So. And so I was like, all right, that kind of broke the camel's back. And
what did your direct family, were they like, what the hell? What's going on?
Yeah, it was bad too. I didn't tell anybody until 2 weeks before I was going.
Yeah.
And like had the ticket and everything already paid for.
I can see where they'd be a little unearthed, but
it was very surprising how many people were like, yeah, I could see that. I could see you doing that.
Seriously. Yeah, go do you.
Yeah.
A free spirited like person.
You would do.
Yeah. So you got this overwhelming calmness after you saw Shane, right? So on the plane.
He was the first person I saw after I landed, which was so nice because like I landed and my heart was just beating.
What would it look like where the area you landed in? What's the town? What's the...
Montego Bay, and there was a bunch of beautiful hills.
Yeah.
And palm trees and...
Beautiful place.
Beautiful.
There. Yeah, I see. If you go to Danny's Instagram, what's your Instagram name?
Danny Bluefoot.
It's spelled just like it sounds.
Yep, no spaces, nothing.
So you can see parts where he's gone out and fished, and you can see the beautiful landscaping and some of the people he's met out there.
Yeah.
So you land, you meet Shane.
Yep.
But that's nowhere close to the resort, or is that...
No, this is still the airport.
Okay.
And then we wait at the airport. There's like a little bar, restaurant thing, and everybody sits at, and everybody meets each other and shit, and we wait for everybody to land.
Now, hold on. Let me interrupt you for a second. I'm waiting for the story to go take the left turn and be like, and then I got locked up, and now this is locked up abroad. This is where it went wrong. Like, all, you
know, not there. I was so ready to Rambo it for the first like day or two. Just like at any moment shit can go down, I'm just going to run away.
And do what? Honestly, first thought, like when you get, everyone always has an escape plan.
Yeah.
What would your escape plan be? Did you know where the embassy is in Jamaica?
No.
I don't know where anything was. I don't know where anything is. Well, I just head to the water.
I had 2G internet and I knew where nothing was.
Yeah.
So once everybody lands, then we get on a bus. And we take a 3-hour bus ride to very rural Treasure Beach, Jamaica.
3 hours.
3 hours.
Now, the people you were with, Americans, English, or what?
All of the above.
Okay.
Swedish.
All right.
Australian, everything.
Australians are crazy. In a good way.
Yeah.
They're up for anything.
Yeah, they're brave people.
They fight the kangaroos.
Yeah. Yeah, so then we take the bus and everybody gets like, you know, to wherever they're staying, a resort place, and it was really nice. There was never any like shaky moments. I was like very relieved after I got there.
Now, when you get to the resort, is it a guarded resort? Like, I don't know. A lot of people say a lot of these resorts are guarded by guys with like AK-47s and shit.
No, that's like if you're trying to go to a nice resort in a bad area.
Okay.
Then you have to be like in some kind of cage thing. But no, this is just, you know,
whatever.
It's just Treasure Beach, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So you get to Treasure Beach. Then what? So.
Get in my room.
How long was the first stint?
First stint.
When you went, how long were you
there? 1 week.
Only a week?
Only a week.
And you said you came back. And did you go? What did you do? We won't talk about what you did necessarily at the resort, obviously.
Why? What?
I mean, you obviously did mushrooms and had a blast. So we won't. So you came back home after the week, and you were like, "Oh fuck!"
No, we decided I was coming back while I was there.
Yeah. Okay. So who did you meet that you were like, "All right, I'm coming back"?
Eric.
Eric is. Yeah.
He's Eric Osborne is the guy. He's the founder and lead guy at Myco Meditations. He made it.
Does he live down there, or does he live stateside?
No, he lives stateside.
Okay, so he just flies down there. How do you come up with an idea to do that?
It's like he, you know, knew what this could be for people. And
just like the marijuana movement now, where everyone's pushing to get that legal in most places, and even in Ohio, they pushed and it became legal for medical purposes, but we're still seeing that process. That was like 2 years ago, and the process of it going. But there's other natural things that can also help people, like your medical marijuana or medical
and
mushrooms.
Yeah, and like hopefully we can be a part of the reason why they are legalized. People can see the good they do for people.
Yeah, so I read on the interweb, which not everything's true on the interweb. Did you know that? Did you know that? I research it. I don't know if you listened to any of my episodes. I researched these things called cryptids. We called them urban legends when we were kids.
Yeah.
Just like mysterious creatures. And there's a lot of shit on there that they're like, yeah, this is like 100% real. This happened to me. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. Not necessarily. You can't believe it all. So the interweb said there's 180 species of mushrooms that contain hallucinogenics. Which I said that wrong. But the natural chemicals that make you hallucinate.
Yep.
So, mushrooms have been used in native rites for centuries, which is true for mood, for your mood, sensory perception, sleep, hunger, body temperature, and muscle control. So those are some of the good. I'm sure there's other good things.
Yeah.
But just to touch on a little bit, where they're not all evil.
Yeah.
So you get back to the States. We'll jump back. I'm sorry. I jump a lot. So you get back. You already decided, I'm going back. Did you decide that you were going to work there, or did you just decide that you were going to go back and just another vacation?
Nah, when I was going back, I had fully intended to work.
Now, did you already hook something up where you were able to work when you went?
Like how?
Eric was like, yeah, you can come work. Well, you can help or whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You developed.
I went in May. As a guest, I was back by July working.
No shit.
Yeah.
That fucking quick.
Yeah.
What did you do in the meantime when you got back to the States?
Had a fucking blast.
Didn't work?
Because, hell no. I saved up all that money to go down there, and then I had a bunch left over, and I was like, well, I'm going back in July, and I have all this money. But not a good idea. It was a very 22-year-old thing to do. But
yeah.
I'm still good.
So you go back in July.
Yeah.
Your parent at this point, I gotta know. Your parents.
Then everybody was like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay, so you come back. How do you break it to the people you live? You live with your parents still.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine because you're never fucking home. You're out of the country 95% of the time.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh hey, that vacation I went on, that's gonna become like a permanent part of me. I'm leaving in July, see ya. Like how did that go down?
Well, I was so unsure that it was going to be a permanent thing just because, like, it was so, like, crazy. I'm like, huh, am I, like, really going to be able to do this?
Yeah.
So I didn't really insinuate that it was going to be permanent. I kind of put it like I'm going back as a volunteer now. Which is true. It's not a lie at all.
Was it a volunteer the whole time?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have AC where you slept?
No, never have.
Oh. How hot does it get down there?
You get a fan.
Okay.
You're fine.
Whatever.
I mean, if you can camp in a tent.
Now, again, we jump here at the Big Turkey and the Fat American Dream podcast. Yeah. Yes, we are a paranormal podcast, but I cover everything spiritual and spiritual healing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is part of that.
Sure.
I personally have never done the mushrooms, but I hear people in the community that I have been investigating, it helps them see otherworldly things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how true that is. Do you have any insight on that? Everyone has a different, I don't want to say trip, but experience when they take these.
I was just thinking about how to differentiate the difference between a vision and a dream state.
Okay.
What are the act? Because you can get both.
Dream state, like lucid dreaming type shit? Or
Yeah, but like kind of scenario sort of thing where you're... It's so similar to a dream. Like, you dream and you're in this other ethereal kind of thing.
I wonder when you take these things. Have you heard of another thing I do is I investigate the different, like, paranormal shit, and they talk about these dimensions. And when you're sleeping, you go to a different dimension. And in that dimension, the shit's real and stuff. Do you think when you take these mind-altering, I don't want to say drugs, but these natural mushrooms, that it takes you to a different dimension in real life? Or... takes your mind.
Well, here I want to say this before we go any further, is now that I'm doing this, I'm probably in the top 1% or something of people that take the most mushrooms. Like, I take a lot of fucking mushrooms.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Like, okay? When it happened.
And I think it's very important to say that, because anybody who tries to claim that they know what the fuck's happening.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, this is the other dimension. Like, you don't know. you don't know what the fuck's going on, you know? So just want to say that. Like, I eat a lot of mushrooms. I have no idea.
Yeah.
But let's speculate.
Okay. Everything's by speculate. Even these. In the past week, after I found out you were going to come, actually, it's been a few months in the process. As soon as I started the podcast, Daniel, when he was in Jamaica for another stint, he was like, "Yeah, I'll be on it." So,
yeah.
And initially, it wasn't just going to be us talking shit. It was actually going to be us talking about what he's doing now, which is interesting. If anyone's listening, it is interesting.
Yeah. Oh, so, it's fascinating. It's like, you know, psilocybin is so molecularly similar to serotonin. And, you know, when you are looking for new information in whatever form that is, and you find the information you're looking for, you get serotonin. Like, serotonin gets set off in your brain.
Sometimes and melatonin.
Yeah,
put you to sleep.
yeah. But, so, you can take, you can eat these mushrooms that have something very similar to serotonin in them. And you eat a chemical, well, natural, you know, you eat a mushroom and get information from it.
Yeah.
You eat a thing, and then you know more things.
Yeah. It's a pretty stoner
statement. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to explain that, but that's 100% true.
I think maybe it's stuff you already know, but it's opening your mind to the different, because they say you only use a part of your brain, like the frontal lobe. I can't say that for sure, but I know there's only one part of the brain they think that you think out of, that your brain works at. So maybe
that's
you can access more shit.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. So you're home. You tell your parents, I'm going back. They were like, Danny, what's going on?
Yeah.
Time to get a real job or whatever. And it's not, Daniel had a real, I'd say a good job. He was working at a milk warehouse, but he was making great money. But this was more of a, you needed to do so the first was a vacation, and then you were like, man, starting to become, I wouldn't say speculatively, it's like almost becoming a lifestyle. So you go back to Jamaica. Your parents are like, what the fuck? Now, do you have communication with them? Like, is there like Wi-Fi at the resort?
I could call anybody at any time.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
There's a T-Mobile tower in Jamaica. Jamaica's the size of just Southern Ohio.
No shit. Yeah. Okay. That's weird to put that in a fucking perspective.
Yeah.
So, you get back to Jamaica, volunteering this time. How long are you there?
A month and a half.
Okay. So that's a long...
Yeah.
That's probably the longest you've been away from your family altogether.
Yeah, for sure.
So, what are you doing this time on your volunteer?
Volunteer, I get there the same day the retreat starts. I get there just like everybody else for the first retreat, and we're dosing the next day.
Is the weather, like the season, still like the same down there?
It was July. It was really hot.
So, yeah.
It was be a hundreds in common.
Fun, yeah.
Yeah.
Humid hot or?
Nah. Okay. No, it's hotter. It feels hotter here. It's pretty muggy here compared to there. So okay. I can tolerate it pretty well.
Now, so you start... how do you say it?
Facilitating.
Yeah, the mushrooms to people.
Yeah, like I get there and we start right into a retreat.
I'm assuming everyone that's at these retreats that go to yours, they know what it's about. They are open-minded.
Everybody has done a ton of reading. Most people have never tried them.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And you've met some interesting characters along the way. Made some good friends around the world.
Oh, yeah.
Which is cool. That's, you know, you got friends in Sweden now and Australia. And where else have you met the people from?
I could go to California. So many people come from California.
I believe I can see it. Yeah.
That, like, I know so many people in California, I have to go out there.
Yeah.
And I think that's awesome.
That is cool.
I love all
those
people. How's the,
what kind of food are you eating on your, is it Jamaican homestyle food when you're are they feeding you, like, hamburgers and hot dogs? So.
No, it's, like, super authentic Jamaican food.
All right.
Jamaican food itself is pretty simple. Like just goat, chicken, fish.
Yeah.
A lot of fruit.
Now, so this time when you're volunteering, you did not fish in this stint. You like get to go out on your own, right? That didn't come until the later time.
No, I was just so worried about doing good as a facilitator that I didn't think about free time.
Yeah, I get it.
So I didn't bring anything for fun.
So a month and a half. Yep. You fly back, right? Then what happens when you get back? We'll jump back to what you were doing in that month and a half, because I'm sure there were some more experiences there.
When I got back after that time, after my first time being a facilitator and I was gone for all that time, that's when, like, it was very interesting to see how everybody reacted to it differently.
Yeah.
Like, some people were like, that's super awesome. There was a surprising amount of people that were like, yeah, that's not even surprising to hear.
Is there any, like, dickheads in the mushroom community, or is everyone, like, what I think is, like, hippie type? I don't think of, like, burnout when I think of a fucking mushroom. I don't know what to call you.
Yeah.
A mushroom head.
it's like the kind of burnout guy that's so uncommon.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen a lot of people in the psychedelic community now, and that's really rare. I mean, it's fucking difficult to be a guy that takes psychedelics all the time. Like, that's rough.
You know, a lot of people over the, let's say, the past 1,000 years would refer to somebody that's giving somebody these, like, microdoses and these mushrooms as a witch doctor.
Yeah, there's all those names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You consider yourself a witch of some sort?
No. No. I think it's very cool, and, you know, there's only so much to look into. If you want to read about what people before you in time were doing with these things,
mm-hmm.
that is what we have to read.
Yeah.
And it's all that kind of stuff.
So let's go on the day in the life of the resort that you are currently, what is it called again?
Myco Meditations.
Do they have a website?
Yep.
What's their website?
MycoMeditations.com.
Okay. Simple enough. Okay, day in the life. You wake up.
Yeah.
Is it just free wake up, or is there, like, activities? Like, what time do you have to be up? You working there.
Okay, so normal day, let's say we just did a mushroom session the night before. The next day, we're going to wake up. We're going to have a group discussion, because, like, we have this crazy experience at night. Once everybody's done with it, everybody's really tired, just goes to sleep, and we'll all talk about what the fuck just happened in the morning. So, yeah, probably 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, we have a group discussion. Everybody talks about it, and then there might be, like, an excursion. Everybody wants to go to, the waterfalls.
Oh, that's whatever. Cool.
So take your bus out to the waterfalls. You don't have to go if you don't want to.
Yeah.
But that's a normal day.
Wow.
The whole day is just spent, you
just
know,
chill.
Just hanging out with the people, yeah.
Wow. All right, so you get back after this month and a half.
Yeah.
That was a volunteer basis, right? Where you weren't paid for it? Or
nope.
Did you end up getting pay through it? Did you end up going back after that? You did, obviously. So tell me about going back. Was it this time around you went back? Or was that last year?
I went May as a guest for 1 week.
Yeah.
And I went half of July and all of August.
Okay.
And then I went...
How long were you home for this next...
I went back in November.
Oh, wow. So you were home for like 2 months. Two and a half months.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were there in November.
And then I came home right before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you're leaving this Saturday, which is
this
February.
Saturday.
Is there a, like, a dead season over there, like, where people just, like, don't travel? You would think they'd want to travel in the winter.
For regular tourism, yes.
Okay. You guys are always active.
Our retreats are booked.
No shit. That's awesome.
Like,
that's amazing.
We cannot pump them out quick enough.
Okay. So you are there from November to December this past 2018.
Yeah.
What's going on there? Are you working there paid now, or are you still volunteering?
Still volunteer. I have all of my stuff is paid for, plane ticket.
Okay, so
yeah.
To an extent, you're volunteering, but you're volunteering with accommodations.
Yeah,
which is great. They feed you, they fly you out, they hook you up.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing the same thing with the
this time.
This
time getting paid, getting the work visa for Jamaica.
Okay, so how does that work? Can you tell us a little bit about this for anyone interested in working over and anywhere other than the United States? A work visa. At what point do you have to get a work visa?
Well, before you get paid.
No shit.
Yeah.
I can't just, like, really?
Yeah, for taxes and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. So you have to get the work visa. Now
it's a business.
I lost my train of thought. I'm baffled at this. So the work visa, you didn't have to get a work visa up until you were getting paid.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Is it easy to get one? Have you already gotten
it? Yeah, it's basically you just pay money.
No shit.
Yep, you just pay the fee.
No shit. Jamaica, how's, like, do you see, like, up here we have the cops that run around everywhere and pull people over for going 25 and a 20. Or right. I was going 23 and a 20, and I got pulled over. So, yeah, how's that down there?
Nah, that cops don't mess with anything. It's not an actual problem. And it seems like it works much better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is there any one thing that you would tell somebody that's interested but doesn't know quite yet if it's for them coming out to your facility?
It's not as intense as you would think it would be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you have... Okay, let's go on this. Do you have to go on a psychedelic journey if you come down? Can you just go and be like, I just want to watch. There for the ride.
We've had those people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But see, that'd be fun too.
Yeah.
We won't discuss about pricing down there, but it seems... I looked it up.
Good, because I don't know.
Yeah, I looked it up. It's better than going to a fucking sandals resort, of course.
Look, it is the price of a resort.
Yeah.
And you're getting a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. How's the bus?
Bus? It's just a bus ride. It's the reason Jamaica can be the size of Southern Ohio and it takes 3 hours to get from Montego Bay to Treasure Beach is because there are mountains everywhere.
Mountains.
Yeah.
Is there what's different there from Ohio? What kind of animals are we looking at wild?
You know what's crazy is there's not a single snake in Jamaica.
What the fuck?
Because they had a rat problem way back, like 100 years ago or some shit like that.
And yeah.
They were like, we'll just bring the mongooses over to kill all the rats.
Dude, this is weird. This is how shit works. I was just looking up. I'm sorry to interrupt. Can we? I'll get back to your mongoose story.
Oh, we're jumping around.
Literally. I was just looking up. There's listening to a podcast. Beyond Reality Radio. It's the guy that did Ghost Hunters and some other guy named Jay Johnson. He did a show about, his name was Jeff the Talking Mongoose. This fucking, in the early 1900s, there was this house in I want to say England. They were like, something's talking to us through the fucking walls, and it started off in it like baby talk, just talking between the walls, and they thought there was fucking, it was weird. And they thought it was like a demon, right? And the thing claimed to be a fucking talking mongoose and like lived with them for like 10 years and shit. And like they started looking up research because they thought it was like this fucking weird. Eventually people are like, that little girl's just throwing her voice, which is believable.
Yeah.
But they were like, yeah, there was a rat and snake, or a rat problem and snake problem. So they brought over a fuck ton of mongooses from India. And they released them. So it's weird that you brought up the mongoose after I just heard something about Jeff the fucking talking mongoose. If you guys don't know about Jeff the talking mongoose, give that a fucking Google. That's a fucking weird story.
Yeah.
All right, back to the mongooses.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so you said there's no snakes in the area that you're in.
Yeah.
Is there what about deer?
No deer, I don't think.
What about like the Jamaican grizzly bear?
Nope. There's little lizards, there's mongoose, cats and dogs.
Have you seen a mongoose out there?
Tons.
Are they fucking mean? Like a badger?
No.
Why do you think
see
badger?
Them for half a second and they dart away.
I wonder, have you eaten one?
No.
Would you?
I eat goat a lot now.
I eat goat too.
Yeah.
Do you eat euros? Do you have that down there?
No.
Those are good. That's Greek. Yeah. Okay, so we have Jeff the Talking Mongoose we hit base on.
Yeah, that's good. Logistics.
Yeah. So what is the... Let me pause this here for a second. Let me gather my thoughts. Just as a pause. Okay, again, we are jumping back to November and December when Daniel left here, Ohio, to go work in Jamaica for November and December. How busy was November and December for you guys?
I was gone for a month and a half. Last time I was there for a month and a half, there was only two retreats. This time there was three.
Okay. And usually how many people are in these retreats?
About 15.
Oh, Jesus.
At the most.
That's a good bit, though. Like, that's 15?
It's the perfect... We think we found the perfect number.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. What is your favorite part about going down there?
The people.
Really?
Yeah, people.
What about them?
Just the people that come on the retreat, like... As far as, like, my little list of, like, do I think this person is cool or not? you signed up for a mushroom retreat.
Yeah.
You're already,
that
like...
It takes some, especially different people from, like, the different cultures coming down there.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are actually born in Jamaica that you've met. You've talked about the guy that's a fisherman. You sent me a picture and you said, this is how everyone looks. And this dude was just jacked. Looked like he never left to work. Like, he just looked... He was ripped.
Yeah, it's so rare to find somebody not shredded.
Is there... What do people do for other than working at the resorts down there? What is there to... Like, what do people... In the area you were specifically working in, what is the main, like... Is it farming? Yeah. Agriculture and stuff like that? Or how close are you to the ocean? Or any body of water?
The ocean is like a 45-second walk.
No shit. Yeah. Right there.
We trip on the beach sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any fishing involved when you go down? Like,
this time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't take them collectively as a group? You can be like, hey, guys, let's go trip and fish.
No, nothing like that. It's all, everybody does it together. It's very, like, we have a system. This is the area. These are the borders. Everybody's watching, so if it's a beach thing, everybody's going to the beach.
Wow. Okay. All right. Yeah. Has anyone gotten lost?
No.
I could see somebody.
People like to wander and stuff, but that's what we're there for.
Do you serve alcohol there?
Yeah, there's little beers and stuff like that.
Is it Jamaican beer?
Yeah, Red Stripe.
The Red Stripe, yep. Is it good? I've never had it.
Yeah, it's good beer. I mean, I'm not a drinker. I've had one or two.
Usually if you're going to this resort, there's one. You'd think there would be the mushrooms on your mind.
Yeah.
Let's get back to a little bit of history of the mushrooms, all right?
All right.
What do you know about... You specifically brought up one guy when we had texted or chatted over Snapchat. About one guy that... you learned the mushrooms from before you went on this trip.
Who did I send you? Was it Terrence McKenna?
Yes.
Yeah, he's like the quintessential like starting out guy. At least he was for me. Like when I wanted to hear a professional, a guy who has a lot of experience, talk about mushrooms, he was the first guy I found, and you know, he has a lot of good things to say.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about writing a book or starting a YouTube channel about what goes on and?
I really need to start a podcast. Like, I'll say that on this podcast, and now I have to do it. Like, I have to do a podcast.
What would you call it?
I don't know.
Psychedelic Danny?
No, it's not. It's gonna not be anything like that. Like, maybe Danny Bluefoot.
I can come up with a clever name for you.
What's that?
Buffalo Face.
That's a good
one. The Mushroom Man. Buffalo Face. No.
Buffalo Face. It might just be like, you know. Perspectives. I thought about that name, just one word, perspectives.
Yeah.
Just something like that. I just want to talk about ideas.
Yeah. We'll drop your, once you get that up and going, we'll drop it. You should do a daily podcast from Jamaica.
Yeah.
Just an update.
Yeah.
Whether it be 5 minutes or 15 hours.
No. Yeah. Well, I know in between retreats, I get really bored and I start posting a lot more on Instagram.
What's the dead time between retreats?
I've had like 4 days in between retreats, and I've had like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks in between retreats.
Dude, that's like your time though. Yeah. I'd be out fucking exploring.
Oh, I'm making shit and fishing and.
I don't think I'd leave that beach. I'd be putting. Have you ever slept on the beach down there?
No.
What kind of beach is it? Because when I think of Jamaican beach, I think of clear water. I don't know why.
Really clear water. You have to find, there's sandy areas and rocky areas. You want to go stand on the rocks to fish, obviously, or higher up, and, you know, know, get further out. And if you want to swim, you go to a sandy part.
What type of fish are down there? What's your main, like, source of food fish?
King mackerel, snapper, okay. Wow. Jack, barracuda.
Barracuda. All right.
Red snappers everywhere.
So I can just go there and fish, right?
Yeah.
All right.
You should.
I really should.
Yeah, it'd be so fun. I just bought a surf rod so I can cast 2 football fields out there.
What if you need something when you're down there, like from the store or something? What kind of markets or anything do you have?
It's gas station size. That's a store. It's like a gas station.
Yeah. You make friends with the clerk there?
Yeah, I make friends with everybody down there.
I guess that's the way. You don't go and just treat people like shit, especially when you're out of the country.
Yeah, like if you go to order food anywhere around here, it's just like you're the thing that hands me food.
There's so
like
much.
There, it's like, no, you're the chicken shop lady.
Yeah. Is there a chicken shop?
Yeah.
Chicken shop, of course. Chicken tastes the same down there? Because they have that jerkin chicken that they claim to like Jamaican.
No, the chicken down there was like raised in some lady's backyard, and they bought it from her and slaughtered it like a day or 2 ago.
There you go.
So everything's really fresh.
Now, what's the game plan for when you fly out this weekend? How long does it take to get there?
It's like a 5-hour flight.
That's really not that bad.
I don't know.
Do you fly straight from Columbus out?
To Columbus, to Charlotte, to there, usually.
No shit.
Yep.
Wow. What kind of airliner is it?
Who knows? Whatever's
the
cheapest.
Is it a big, like, 740 Boeing, or is it, like, one of the small crafts?
Like, the company.
Oh, yeah.
When on the way to Charlotte, it's really small, and then from Charlotte to Jamaica, it's huge.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add about your journeys to Jamaica? Not necessarily what goes on in Jamaica, but your journeys. Any bad experiences on the way down?
Journeys to there. I mean, when I get to customs.
Oh, gosh.
When I get to customs, they're just like.
Do you ever bring anything back with you? Not anything, you know, mushroom related, but like souvenirs is what I'm saying.
I brought one once, but no.
I hear customs are a real pain in the ass with everything.
Yeah, coming home is never a problem at all. Coming
really?
From Jamaica, but going to Jamaica is always a hassle.
You would think it would be the opposite,
right?
Fucking what would you take into Jamaica that you couldn't get in Jamaica other than?
Well, it's like I finally figured it out. I mean, this is super boring for podcasts, but like everything there is pretty much imported. I mean, that island's super small.
Yeah.
You can't make everything there like we can.
Yeah, okay.
So everything's imported. So you can go to TJ Maxx or something and get, like, clearance shit and take it back and sell there. Stuff like that.
I see.
Yeah.
That'd be a good idea. No, I'm just kidding. On the way out, please buy a t-shirt from Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, no. Risk everything. I might make $55.
So... psychedelics.
Yeah.
You recently got into them, and now it's becoming a lifestyle. Would you ever consider about staying down in Jamaica?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You guys came back, I'm assuming, was the resort still open when you guys came back? Like, or did everyone, like, okay, we're coming back for Christmas, we'll be back in a month?
No, that thing's still steady going. There's one or two retreats a month.
Okay.
There's other facilitators that rotate in and out.
Yeah. Are they all from here, or...
There's a couple Jamaicans.
Okay. All right. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever see yourself becoming, like, a part of the main guy there? Like,
it's absolutely what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's what you want?
Absolutely what I'm trying to do.
Yeah. That'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Now, at what point are you going to be like, well, I'm not coming back?
Well, here's the thing. It'll be financially responsible of me to live there, visit here.
Yeah.
And, you know, way down the future...
Cost of living down there, how's that? Like, how much... When you go buy a chicken...
Yeah.
Like, do you know cost?
It's about the same.
Really?
All of that stuff is pretty much the same.
No shit!
There's certain things that are more. Like, eggs are probably cheaper there. Just because, like, you know, that's something everybody can do. Everybody has eggs.
Yeah. Chickens are easy.
Butter.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
Nobody's imagine cattle farms down there, like dairy and stuff that you can make the butter
with. Nobody does dairy. Not even goat dairy. There's so many goats. No goat dairy.
To make it thing
all
there.
All just meat.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so all butter's imported. It's expensive.
So take calcium supplements now. You probably can't get past customs with calcium deposits for whatever reason. Yeah. You ever order anything from like Amazon while you're there and get it shipped to your resort?
Hell no, I couldn't imagine.
You get the Amazon Prime, it'd be free 2-day shipping. Yeah. They probably don't offer that.
No. Yeah. They might. I don't know.
Maybe I'll get something shipped to you.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Something like something stupid. Big turkey.
So I want to know, like, what, from being an outsider, somebody that's never done psychedelics, like, what do you think that this whole thing is?
So over the past year, I started listening to podcasts and making podcasts. And a lot of these guys that do the paranormal shit, they get somebody on that is like a psychedelic expert. And a lot of these psychedelics go into depth about spiritual healing. I don't know. I'm sure you guys touch base on that in the retreat, or maybe it's called something else. But a lot of people with problems that are going on in their life and they can't find a fix, whether it be depression or anything.
Yeah.
I've heard of this thing, and we talked about it, called the microdosing. So the microdosing, I'm sure people from an outside point of view, I have an open mind, and like I don't personally do everything, and the podcast doesn't condone drug use. Mm-hmm. But with that said, you know, people should have open minds. The fact that we see that the marijuana becoming legal and helping like so many people with like cancer and stuff, and we have another, and that's natural growing, you know. Then we have these mushrooms that grow naturally too. But they're all evil because they alter your mind in a different way and take you to the next level of, I don't know, it could be like relaxation. Somebody that's super stressed that takes them, or somebody that's in pain for, I don't know, whatever, in pain. So it's not necessarily the psych, you know, the mind altering for me, but it's the fact that you could use that certain drug in a certain different way. And drug, when I say drug, I mean medical purpose drug.
Yeah, yeah.
So you see these mushrooms. So they could be used in different ways, and the same chemical compounds that make these mushrooms, bits and pieces of them are in different chemicals that are genetically modified. So they're made in a lab, but yet this natural thing that grows from the fucking ground, whether it be under cow shit or fucking naturally in Jamaica, right?
Yeah.
What's the problem? I don't get what people have such a problem with.
It doesn't.
I think it's because the word psychedelic gives it a bad, and I don't think it's bad, but I think it freaks people out. And you're taught, and it's hammered in your head here in the States from a little kid, psychedelic, drug, marijuana, that's gateway. Don't do that. Don't take mind. You don't need, and not everyone needs mind-altering drugs. I'm just saying it helps people. From what I see, spiritually and maybe physically to a point. And I'm sure your guys down there at the resort can get more into that, because I, you know, coming from an outsider, I have no idea what this stuff does, and I've never done it, so I'm not speaking from experience. I'm just speaking, they're making marijuana legal.
Yeah.
Why not make that legal? Like, you know.
Right. And, you know, it's pretty directly, it's hard to argue that it wasn't just, you know, the whole Nixon thing, mm-hmm. where he was trying to figure out how to get these damn hippies and black people under control. And they were like, they only
spray them with the water hoses.
This is something they have in common, just make that illegal.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do, you know how many, it's like we were just talking about this. If you're gonna make wild plants and shit illegal, like why wouldn't it be for toxicity?
Yeah.
Because I was just looking, you know, researching
the trees. Shit that they're putting over the fucking corn. They spray down the fertilizer and
not
the different
to mention, yeah.
And I don't want to get too much into that because they're like, oh,
yeah.
The word conspiracy theorist gets put in. It's a negative term. But it shouldn't be. You should question the shit. Anything that's done by anyone, not necessarily the government, you should question. Even if, like, you give me, let's say you give somebody psychedelic drugs, you should be like, are they really? You should still question it. That Danny would do this or anything, but like,
yeah.
Your mind should automatically question somebody that's in the stores. Read your fucking products, the GMOs and shit, just stuff like that. You're right, like. There's like a fucking fruit that they genetically modify that they make it without seeds.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like clementines. Why would you do that?
But then there's all these arguments like, well, we have to keep the food fresh, has to be on a truck, yada yada. And I get it. It was a good argument. Whatever. But
maybe stuff should be done locally.
If you're going to make wild plants illegal, You know, I was just doing research on trees. I'm trying to get better at identifying trees. Okay. And I was researching them. You know how many different trees there are locally that in their bark and in their nuts, what do you think you can extract from those?
What?
Cyanide.
No shit.
So you can go out and harvest cyanide legally. Like, that's for killing.
Listen, there's something in walnut. It's kind of generally the same, so I'm not going too far off topic. Something in walnut husk, when the walnuts are still green, if you throw them in water, which is illegal in almost every state, it fucking stuns the fish. Just walnut husks chopped up. Yeah. Stuns the fish, they turn belly up. Easy to find.
Might even be one of them.
So, yeah, that's where... who knows?
Yeah. But it's like, okay, yeah, how do you... That's not illegal, then what are you doing?
Yeah. There's a lot of things that I don't want to get too much into the politics.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of things that are illegal that they're like, okay, we're just trying to help you. Or just because this one guy went fucking crazy doing psychedelics, this means all of the people in the psychedelic community are fucking nuts and nobody should listen to them. That's what I don't get. People, even if they're, let's say they're a stoner, they're a pothead, or they're doing psychedelics like mushrooms, natural, and you tell people, you talk about it, you talk about your experiences, and yet you're labeled crazy, and not, people shun it from the regular community that's, you know, I say regular community, but people shun it from there. They look down upon you like you're something that should be negative thought when they're not willing to open their... when people don't open their mind to new things, whether it's fucking, here, try this cold water. I don't like water.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I just, you know, there's nothing wrong with trying it. It might make you feel hydrated. You know, I'm just saying. Like, that's the point I'm trying to make. Like, I don't do them personally, but who's to say it medically can't help somebody with cancer or somebody, and I'm sure there's studies.
What, you know, I just heard this on the podcast is, like, what if you got in a plane crash with a couple of people and you're on this secluded, you know, forest, or you're just somewhere secluded.
Yeah.
And then, like, you find some psilocybin mushrooms.
Some magic mushrooms.
You try to eat them, and then one of the other dudes that crashes you is like, no, we're not, that's not allowed in this plane crash scenario. See, I wrote it down.
Yeah.
I wrote it down, and this is the official piece of paper. You can't eat that because it's written down.
Yeah. There is also, to justify the don't eat that, how many mushrooms here in the U.S. that you go out and you see, and you're an actual mushroom hunter other than psychedelic. You do, like, the chicken out of the woods and
absolutely
all of that.
Yeah.
So how many mushrooms do you come across where you're like, fuck, if you eat that, you're going to fucking have, like, diarrhea and you're going to fucking die? There's a couple of those where I don't necessarily think it'll kill you, but it'll fucking harm you.
Oh, we have a
So mushroom. I think that gives a fucking look into the psychedelic. The magic mushrooms, they're like, well, these mushrooms can kill you, so I'm sure those ones can.
Right, right. Yeah, and that's one of the arguments I do agree with, is like, don't just say, these are out there, go get them. A lot of people are going to mess up.
We have a lot of stupid fucking people that would just be like, oh, I found this white-headed mushroom. Yeah. Must be good.
Yeah, but it's like, we don't have a problem identifying other things. Like, if we just taught, like, very basic mushroom identification, then
that's something save those people. They don't teach in, like, even environmental science and stuff, where you take it in high school or even borderline college classes. Identification of the different, like, species of mushrooms and trees and stuff, they don't really enforce that. They touch base, I believe, but they don't really. Yeah. It's like one of the things you have to kind of, like, go fend for yourself.
It is pretty deep, and that's probably why it has its own, like, branch, mycology.
Yeah.
No.
Do you have any good book suggestions on different identification of mushrooms here in the States?
Yeah, there's all kinds of field guides. Mushrooms in the Midwest, Field Guide. That's the actual title. And
now, is mushroom hunting here in the U.S., like, for more of a protein source? Is that better than Jamaica, or does Jamaica still have, like, the Mac Daddy like chicken. I don't know the actual name for chicken of Bragg. I just know chicken of the woods. Is that the big orange mushroom looking one? Yep. What is it? Do you know the actual name?
Chicken of the woods.
Yeah. Is that it? That's it? Okay.
There's probably some Latin name that I don't know, but.
So, is there a lot of variety of mushrooms for protein down in Jamaica?
Actually, no. You know, because it's tropic.
So it's real wet.
There's fewer types of trees, I guess. The soil is kind of sandy.
So, now tell me if I'm wrong. And here, in especially Ohio, since it goes from 30 degrees cold, and the next day it could be 70 degrees, it creates this big humidity cloud, and that helps the different variety of mushrooms grow here.
Yeah.
So the sand in Jamaica doesn't help the fact of growing like a protein source of mushrooms.
Yeah. And I mean, I've seen reishi down there. I'm sure there is stuff there. It's just not as easy as it is here.
Yeah. Accessible. I can't believe that. Is there boar? Like wild boar running around?
There's pig farms, so I'd imagine.
Yeah, okay.
One gets out, you got a wild boar.
That's right. That's how most of the here really in Ohio. That's how our European boar problem.
Yeah. But yeah, there are mushrooms that can kill you. There are mushrooms that can feed you, and they're really nutritious. And then there are mushrooms that can take you on a journey. You find them all locally.
Have you? Do you cook with them? Like, does your resort, like, what's the go-to?
Oh, at the resort?
Yeah, like, no. Magic mushroom, like, here, this is, I don't know what the fuck mushrooms are in. Like, this is a hamburger with mushroom on top of it. No, have fun, buddy.
We just do it by ourselves.
All right. For anyone thinking of being open-minded and coming down and checking out your resort, is there anything that you want to tell them to encourage them to go? Like, is there any, like, since you were nervous on going for the first time and then you had the fucking, obviously it was life-changing since you are now, you know, nearly living there for fucking 90% of the year.
Yeah. The best thing I could tell you is, like, there are a ton of people that would love to tell you their first-hand experience as a guest. Hmm. So, if you want to know, ask somebody that doesn't work there. Get a neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know your buddy's podcast name? The
Psilocybin Chronicles. That is Eric Osborne's podcast. Those are first-hand accounts of people that come on the retreats. That's actually a better way. Just go listen to that podcast.
Yeah, there you go. So that's good.
Yeah, that's a better way.
All right, we are coming up on our hour, and we might cut back, and I'll definitely have more stuff. If Daniel gets the Anchor app that I currently use, we can record a podcast together with separate microphones across the world. So, Daniel, this is not the last time you'll be on this podcast. I thank you for coming on. You have fun in Jamaica. Be safe. Let us know. Check in. For anyone, again, Daniel's Instagram is Danny Bluefoot, at Danny Bluefoot, right?
Yeah.
So go check him out. What's the website called for your resort?
Myco, MYCO, Meditations.
All right. All right, guys, take it easy. It's been a fun one. Different one. Unique one.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'll be back.
It's Tyler from the Big Turkey and the Fat American Dream. Did you know a group of turkeys is called a rafter and not a flock? Join our rafter at anchor.fm/bigturkey. Click that support button, and thanks for listening, guys.